It's time to get Gruberized on the Steve Gruber Show.
It is time. It's your thing. All right, I think I will. My next guest here, confused oftentimes by a so-called black activist and the lessons they're teaching, I suppose. Horace Cooper is here, an adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research and co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Horace, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thank you. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. Coming up, Martin Luther King Day, right? I think it's Monday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
And as a result of that, a bunch of teach-ins and sit-ins and stuff protesting tax cuts, which, by the way, benefit those making less than $100,000, more than those making more than $100,000 across the board. 91%, in fact, of all middle-class Americans will get a tax cut. But apparently this is worth a sit-in because somehow this tax deal is a racist. I'm lost here, Horace. Help me out.
Well, Washington Democrats have decided that the best way to address or acknowledge the achievements of the national holiday that we celebrate with Martin Luther King is to get black Americans to ignore any benefits that they may receive as a result of a growing and thriving economy. Whether they're Comcast employees, AT&T employees, or any other number, Walmart, doesn't matter if they're getting bonuses, if they're getting ready to fill out their income taxes, and look to see the section where it says, look at forecasts for next year, where it shows you what you should anticipate or what you are going to expect.
Well, right, and I want to jump in on this. I want to jump in on one thing here because black unemployment, and I'm going to use the report from CNN just because I think it's cute that way, at its lowest point, 6.8%, the lowest it's been since records began to be kept in 1972, the lowest ever on record. I mean, Donald Trump said he would do better for black America, for Hispanic America. Is he not delivering on that?
Well, absolutely. But these teach-ins are to explain, ignore all of that. That's not important for you. What you want to focus on are whether or not the particular magic words and phrases that the left has been really good at communicating to black America about, that's what they say ought to be the lesson that you learn from Martin Luther King. And here's the problem with that. A lot of people don't remember this, and you would think if you're going to set up an event around the holiday for Martin Luther King, you might do a little bit of research to see what it was that led to all of this. When Martin Luther King gave his speech in Washington, D.C. and said, I have a dream, the organizers were gathered because they wanted jobs, because they wanted new opportunities to work. In fact, the Civil Rights Act is a law designed so that if you're wanting to work, your employment opportunities won't be limited because of your race. What President Donald Trump is making possible is, in fact, in keeping with the reason why there was a march on Washington.
How dare you speak truth?
It is the height of irony that they are saying, don't look at that, don't be concerned about that, that's not important.
Yeah, facts are never important in these conversations. You know that. The facts are never important anyhow. Anyhow, the unemployment rate for blacks, 6.8%. Hispanic unemployment now below 5% at 4.9%. The overall unemployment rate, 4.1%. 2 million jobs now, the adjusted figure for 2017 that were added to the economy. This economy is doing better. And when Donald Trump goes out there and raises the standard deduction to $24,000 for a married couple and does so many things to help other small businesses, isn't he helping everybody? And doesn't that include black America? And why can they not, they being the liberals in general or the Democrats or the news media, why can they not accept when somebody does something right and it works for people, why can't they just say, you know what, I may not like the guy and all these other things, But he did something right here. Why are they incapable of doing that?
The message the left has for Black America, for Martin Luther King, is who are you going to believe, us or your lying eyes? You know, you walked us through this, but I want your audience to understand. In June of 2017, we set a record for unemployment for blacks. In September in 2017, we set another record. And then in January, we set a record that was so great, there hasn't been a number any lower. Who are you supposed to believe? These folks who say don't pay attention to that or what you're experiencing? America had one of the greatest Christmas holiday shopping celebrations that it has had in 20 years. We're seeing economic growth. All the country is benefiting. But what the left would have you do is ignore all of that. Well, I have some news, and that news is people pay attention. It matters if there's money left at the end of the month. It matters, even though Nancy Pelosi said if you get a $1,000 bonus, that's just crumbs. I absolutely promise you, in real America, if you receive that kind of money, you are thrilled. And guess what? I've been seeing YouTube videos of people celebrating.
Absolutely.
That's real America.
For $1,000.
What the left wants.
For $1,000, I'm shocked to say you can buy if you're so inclined, buy yourself a new toy like a 65-inch TV. I see they sell now for about $850 at all the big stores, right? I mean, you can buy yourself something nice for the family. Maybe it's a TV. Maybe it's a little money saved away for college. Maybe it's just catching up on a couple of bills. $1,000 is real money. And I'm going to remind you about something, Horace. Back in 2011 and 12, when Barack Obama was talking about extending the George W. Bush tax cuts and people were giving him some grief, they were talking about $40. There were all sorts of stories. Well, how far will $40 go? Do you remember all those stories they put out there? $40 means I can get a tank of gas to go to work this week. $40 means I can, you know, fill the grocery bill this week. But $1,000 means nothing if the Republicans do it.
Remarkable, and as I say, the American people, and blacks in particular, are going to notice it. A quick data point. In 2008, the highest percentage of black Americans voted for a president running for office, Barack Obama. But what people forgot to notice, in 2012, Barack Obama was the first president to ever run successfully for re-election and receive fewer black votes than he did the first time. That's not Reagan. That's not Nixon. That's not George W. Bush. That was Barack Obama. Fewer black Americans because they had experienced what he and his policies had led. When Donald Trump was elected in 2016, we saw the highest number of black men vote for a Republican president.
That's right. And it's going to be more.
In 25 years.
And let me ask you, Simon, you got about 10 seconds, yes or no. If this continues, will more black men vote for Donald Trump in 2020?
Not just more black men, more black women. We could see a record next time.
All right. Horace Cooper, great conversation. Co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Check it out, Project 21. Horace, you need to get some passion next time, my friend. Just joking, of course. Quick break. We'll be right back right here on the Steve Gruber Show.